Boulder County residents are invited to come to an emergency meeting this evening at 6 at the UMC Fountain at the CU Boulder campus. It's in a bid to collectively strategize the next steps for the local community in taking to successfully organize under a Trump presidency. It is being organized by Michaela Mujica Steiner, who is the Colorado statewide organizer with 350 Action. And she joins me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit more. This evening, we've been hearing reports of rallies that have happened very kind of, it seems like in a cathartic way, people gathering in the immediate aftermath of the elections. This seems to be an effort to strategize for the future. What's going on this evening?
Exactly. You're right about that. Yeah, there have been a lot of organic protests that have arisen because there are so many feelings that are going on with this election. And so this is actually a perfect moment to really take this community energy and turn it into strategizing both short-term solutions that we can be doing to protect our communities, as well as how we can be turning this into longer lasting power.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of solutions can come from this? What are some of the areas of concern, and what, realistically speaking, can a community do in the wake of a brand new administration in the White House?
Exactly. So one good thing is that we've got about 2 months' time to strategize before the president actually takes office. And so a few things that we are going to be moving at this meeting are sanctuary, proposing that the campuses in Boulder become sanctuary campuses.
For undocumented immigrants?
For undocumented immigrants, as well as other vulnerable communities who may be most impacted by a Trump presidency, as well as proposing that Boulder, the city of Boulder, moves forward with that. And hopefully making sure that Boulder can be a safe haven for communities. The thought behind this is that really the campus can serve as a sanctuary for students, staff, and their family members who face imminent deportation through school policies that interfere with ICE deporting students and families. And this also shows how students can be willing to really put their bodies on the line between ICE and vulnerable communities. Another piece that we are going to be hopefully moving forward is a free kind of training program for folks in nonviolent direct action, because we may see nonviolent protests continue or increase in self-defense, in anti-oppression trainings, and all of these education efforts are going to be important.
You are with 350 Action, mm-hmm. and that obviously has a focus around climate change. The fact that Donald Trump has classified climate change as a hoax has alarmed many people in the climate change activist community. Is there anything that can be done at a local level if we look at what's happening at a federal level now?
Yes, there is. So tomorrow there are around 200 events around the world scheduled for a national No Dakota Access Pipeline event. These will be happening mostly at Army Corps of Engineer offices. In the Boulder area, it will be tomorrow at the courthouse at 2 p.m. It's going to be like a pray down the banks kind of smudging down the banks event. And in Denver, there is an event at the University of Denver, DU, at the Anderson Academic Commons at 4 p.m. But these events are happening all over the country to really amp up the pressure to not allow this this pipeline to move through.
Just to clarify, I think the NoDAPO action in Boulder is at noon tomorrow, but I'll get confirmation on that, and we'll announce that on air. So there are obviously a lot of events happening locally. You, I would imagine, are looking to strategize in a long-term thing. As I said, there's been kind of an immediate reaction to last week's election. But in terms of a long-term strategy, it's going to be 4 years until the next election. Are you trying to organize community coalitions and partnerships across various different organizations really for a four-year mm-hmm. effort?
Yeah, definitely. So I think that the sanctuary movement campaign can bring together a lot of groups, but hopefully that can be translated into longer term power building and building power for our communities. So there are discussions and thoughts that we know that at least part of the reason that Donald Trump was elected is that the Republican or the right ran a populist candidate while the Democrats ran an establishment candidate. And so this is really an opportune moment to put pressure on the Democratic Party and actually make it a party that can represent the people. I would say a lot of the focus is on rapid response right now because communities are directly in danger and could be impacted. But longer term, I think seeing this as a way where we can really unify the left and transform the Democratic Party is something that will be really beneficial long term. Also speaking beyond the choir. So the left has done a great job of speaking to its own constituents, but it's really time that we center justice in the narrative related to climate change, centering economic justice, racial justice, and really bringing together the left in these different movements in a way that allows to consolidate and build localized community power.
Well, a first step is happening this evening at 6 o'clock at the Fountains at the UMC, which is on the CU Boulder campus. And this is a community meeting, so anybody in the community can come along, and it'll open with a rally and a vigil. There'll be a whole host of community leaders. And I'd like to thank my guest this morning, the organizer of the rally, Micaela Mujica Steiner, who is the Colorado statewide organizer with 350 Action. And we'll have a report tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.